Good evening, everyone. This is the Senate Natural Resources and Water Committee meeting yet again. Let's call the roll to establish a quorum with the hopes that we may have an author.
Senators Pavley.
Here.
Pavley here. Stone.
Here.
Stone here. Allen.
Here.
Allen here. Hertzberg.
Here.
Hertzberg here. Hueso.
Here.
Hueso here. Jackson.
Here.
Jackson here. Monning.
Here.
Monning here. Vidak. Wolk.
Here.
Wolk here.
So we do need Assemblymember Irwin, and it gives all the committee plenty of time to review the analysis. My staff and I have gone through this and had come up with sort of a compromise suggestion of a one-year extension on what was an existing bill authored by our good friend Michael Rubio.
Do we is it required of the rules, Madam Chair, that we have to have an author?
I think we should.
Yeah, we've got...
So
for the day.
You can see the concern that I had and why the 1 year. First of all, the reason I think it's okay to be here tonight to discuss it, this has been something brought to our attention for the last several months, is that without meeting here and extending a sunset, the provisions would expire January 1st of 2017. So a bill introduced next year could not deal in time with the sunset. But by introducing an additional bill next year, then you can have a more thoroughly vetted discussion of whether it should be any longer than this. And I'll wait for the author. But part of my concern is, since the original bill happened, we know that through the drought, the groundwater basins have been overdrafted, and we want to make sure, in abundance of caution, that these are thoroughly vetted regarding water management as it relates to renewables. We like both. We like to manage our groundwater supply, and we certainly like to ramp up our investment in renewable energy. So, Assemblymember Irwin.
In 2001, the legislature passed SB 610. Show us the water. Remember that? That was a big controversy.
That was a big deal.
Dennis was a staff person on that one.
Yeah, I was at the research field back then. We were doing all the background analysis of that.
We're on the floor.
We're on the floor. We got 3 minutes.
All right, I'm presenting 2561 regarding water supply assessments for renewable projects. 2561 would provide a one-year extension to exclude renewable energy facilities that use less than 75 acre feet of water annually from the requirement to perform a water supply assessment. Since the enactment of this exclusion in 2011, there have been no problems identified with the exclusion of these facilities. With me today are supporters of the bill.
And just for clarification, we will be amending it on the floor for the one-year extension because of the January 1st issue and problem of this affected bill would no longer
and
be
then,
able to be addressed.
And then the intention is to work on this issue next year.
Perfect.
Move the bill.
We're bending it in committee.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. And with that opening, do you have witnesses in support?
2 seconds.
Thank you. Melissa Cortez Roth on behalf of the California Wind Energy Association here in support. We were one of the sponsors of the original legislation to create the exemption. We use very little water, far less than other projects that trigger the water supply assessment. As you mentioned, this simply extends it for 1 year. We ask for your support.
Okay, very good.
Chief.
Madam Chair, members, Aaron Niemel representing Large Scale Solar, also in support of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
Will Gonzalez on behalf of EDF Renewables in support.
Okay.
Mike Robeson on behalf of the Independent Energy Producers and Terrigen Power in support.
Karen Lang on behalf of the Kern County Board of Supervisors, please and thank you.
Like
Cesar Diaz, State Building Trades in support.
Okay. Duncan McFetridge, American Wind Energy Association in support.
I'm voting against it now.
Okay. Anyone else in support of this measure? Do we still have some people in opposition?
Or tweeners.
Or tweeners.
Tweeners.
Any of the above. We can take two more people sitting up here if that's your choice.
Yeah, I think he's
okay. Good evening. Kyle Jones with Sierra Club California, and also on behalf of Clean Water Action and the Leadership Council for Justice and Accountability, must regretfully oppose. Our organization opposed the initial exemption, and so we still have concerns about it, and we just look forward to working with the author and the committee next year on trying to figure out what a good balance is on this issue. Thank you.
Very good.
Can I ask for just clarification? Yeah. Is this sort of a philosophical, I mean, yes. What we're effectively being asked to do today is just extend it by a year so we can then have further negotiations next year. But can you get us, can you give us a sense of, I would understand your opposition to a longer-term deal, but in the context of this just one-year extension, what's the nature of your opposition?
Well, the nature of our opposition is that we were opposed to the initial exemption from water supply availability analyses, and that we do want many projects that would make sense to undergo this analysis to make sure that they do have the water. So we think that, you know, we just have to oppose philosophically, but we understand that with this balance that there's going to be more time to really discuss this issue and delve into it next year, and we think that's a better option.
Okay.
Other people in opposition or neutral or?
We're neutral. I'm Marlene Dumain with the East Bay Municipal Utility District. We sponsored the original Show Me the Water legislation. We think an additional year to talk about this makes sense. We're in a new paradigm for water and appreciate the amendments. Thank you.
That's exactly the issue because of our drought and everything else. Do we have enough water to have this policy?
Thank you, Chair. Danny Merkley with the California Farm Bureau with this simple amendment of extending the sunset 1 year. We're removing our opposition.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, Ron Davis on behalf of Eastern Municipal Water District. With these amendments, we too will remove our opposition and look forward to working with the author on this issue very actively.
It deserves a lot of vetting, so thank you very much for your flexibility, everyone. So with that, any other opposition? Seeing and hearing none. Was there a motion made? There was. Any questions of the author? If you'd like to close, otherwise I'm going to call the roll.
Just ask for your support so we can continue to work on this issue.
Very good. The motion is do pass as amended to appropriations. Is it going to appropriations?
No, 28.8.
Okay. Very good.
Senators Pavley.
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Stone. I'm sorry. Stone, aye. Allen. Allen, aye. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Hueso. Jackson.
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Vidak.
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Wolk.
Aye.
Wolk, aye.
Thank you,
that bill's out 8-0.
Senate Natural Resources and Water is adjourned.